Welcome to Shomachshov on the Daf. Shir sponsor Loinishma Asarim Beakushol Ne'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Hoyrius Daf Tes. The Gemara Mudal tells us that the Kohen Gadol needs to be the richest Kohen. And Achay may add and say, Minyan Shim Ein Loi Gadleu Mishal Echov. If he doesn't have, his brothers have to give him money. Tomud Loirma Va'Kohen Agadol Mei Echov. Gadleu Mei Echov. He grows and he is being supported by his brothers. There's seemingly a very large debate among the Rishonim regarding can someone who learns Torah be supported by others. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos on Avos Perek Daf Mishnei on the Mishnah that says Al Tasem Atorah Liskadol Behem Velo Kardom Lachfor Behem. One should not use the Torah to be a vessel in order to gain from it. So the Rambam there writes very, very stark that someone who's learning Torah should never be supported because he's learning Torah. And he goes on to bring several riyas that we see that the Chachamim, who used to be working, used to be supporting themselves, they did not want to be miskabed before the Torah. They want to get something to gain anything from the Torah. And he attacks very strongly the ones who hold differently and they think that people do have to be supporting Torah. The Maharal and the Chaim Perek Al Mishnah Yud also seems to go in a similar mahalach, even though it's not so stark like the Rambam. But the Maharal writes in Perek Al Mishnah Yud on the Mishnah that says, "Ehoivus amelocha usnas arabonus," that if chachamim need to be misparnis, they have to be supported by others, that takes away the cover of the Torah. And he says that it's a great milo that to be oyev the melocha, to love melocha. And he goes on to extend to say that a person who's working and learning that limud ha-Torah is the ashlama of the nefesh of the Adam. And the melacha is the ashlama of the guf of the Adam. And that's the pshat, the Gemara Brachos that says, kol ha-ne'enem yigi ha-gapoi, he's greater in yirei shamayim. Because yigi ha-gapoi means he's working, he's mashlam himself. So this seems to be in one end of the spectrum. On the other end, we have the tashbetz and the tshuvas, the chelka of sirukuv mebeis, that he says is a very big Indian to support Torah. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. Because we're going to learn later in our Masechta that Kohen is greater than Levi. Levi is greater than Yisrael. But Tamei Chacham is greater than all of them. And a mamza Tamei Chacham comes before Kohen Gadol Amaretz. So if you need to support the Kohen Gadol, and he has to be supported by his brothers, so Kol Shekhar Tamei Chacham should be supported by his brothers. And he brings the Gemara in the next daf, that there, the story with Rabbi Gamliel, that he wanted his Talmidim to have a Parnassos, he made the Rosh Hashivas. So you see that Am Yisrael used to support the Rosh Hashivas. And he continues to say that was the minig in all the generations, that there was the Loim Di Torah was supported by the Kohol, by the Kehilas, and that's a great thing to do. And Lamayit said this Machlekes is brought down in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Siman Reish Memvov Seiv Chof Aleph, he brings at the beginning of the Shita of the Rambam that a person should learn Torah and should support himself, and a person should not enjoy the Torah to get money from Torah. And he writes, "Umayla gedoylo l'mishvisparnes mimayse yodov." It's a big mayla for a person to support himself. That's what he says the first part. Then he says, "V'yesh oimrim," and the marker for it is the Tshuvas Tashbetz. That feel a bit boring motor that you could come and be supported. That's the minigan klausel. The rabbi, the people being the learning Torah, being supported by the people of the city. But the Ramon concludes and says, someone could support himself. That's a great gift from Hashem. Ach ein ze midos kol odom. Not everybody can do it. Sheyiv shal kol odom la'asoyk b'toyru la'achkim bo l'isparnes b'atzvoy. Not everybody can learn Torah, become smart in Torah, and also to support himself. The Rav Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva, and the Gris Moshe, and Yerideh Chalek Beis in Kuf Tetzayin. He has a Tshuva about this. He says this question, if today there's any problem for someone to take money for learning Torah, to be supported, and Rav Moshe says, the Mimon Shach, today you could do it. Either because we hold like the Tashbetz, that brings a raya from our Gemara, that Loim Di HaTorah should be supported, or even if you hold like the Rambam, that was only in the original generations that they could have learned Torah and be fully immersed in Torah and still work. But in our generation, it's not shaykh. If someone is working, so he's not learning fully. And if a person wants to learn fully, he's not going to be able to work. And he says, someone who says, no, I want to follow the Rambam and I want to be able to learn Torah and also work, he says, it's atzas a yetzer in this generation. Because that means it's really the yetzer hara trying to get me out of learning. And that's what he tells him, he's going to do both. But really, to do both today is almost impossible. So he concludes that today, iman of shach, either we all like the dash pits, that one could be supported, or even according to the Rambam, that usually you can't, but eisla, soisla, shem, and today we don't have another choice. But we see the mocker for the tashbits is our Gemara in Hermias Daf Tes. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.